Beginning with birth and ending with total knowledge. Beginning with birth and ending with total knowledge. Beginning with birth and ending with total knowledge.
They hide to survive. Men don't respect animals anymore. They run them down or kill them any chance they get. Well, they hide. Well, they hide to survive. To survive. To survive.
You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. It's business. That's all it is. It's business. That's all it is. There ain't no countries anymore. There ain't no countries anymore.
What if there was a species above us in the food chain? What if there was a species above us in the food chain? What if there was a species above us in the food chain?
Home was coming for this dog. I hope you realize that. Nobody around here, nobody who passed it, not even the guy who hit it. I hope you realize that. Don't you ever tell me to get real. I know what fucking real is, okay? Don't you ever tell me to get real. Don't you ever tell me to get real.
To look life in the face. Always to look life in the face. And to know it for what it is. At last, to know it. To love it for what it is. And then
time for you to go back to where you came from.
You mean Cleveland?
Back to the place where all the spirits came from. And where all the spirits return. This world will no longer concern you. This world will no longer concern you.
Keep everyone afraid, and they'll consume. Whole idea that keep everyone afraid, and they'll consume. Idea that keep everyone afraid, and they'll consume. And it's just this, it's a campaign of fear and consumption. It's a campaign of fear and consumption. And it's just this, it's a campaign of fear and consumption. And it's just this, it's a campaign of fear and consumption. It's a campaign of fear and consumption. And that's what I think that it's all based on, is the whole idea that keep everyone afraid and they'll consume.
How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests, a lot of activity to keep us afraid. And what? How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests, a lot of activity to keep us afraid.
Because, again, either you go, it's a suicide mission. Anytime you try to do something different, they're like, oh, he's going to fail. What's he thinking of? You can't do it that way. So even if you fail, you got nothing to lose because it was already suicide. But if you live through the suicide, if you're in that car going 100 miles an hour to the wall, and you hit the wall, and you get this great big explosion, and you die, that's okay, because it was like, wow, that was a pretty cool-looking death. But if you live through it, it's a miracle. And all of a sudden, you go from being a lunatic and a psycho to being a creative genius. And look at this guy, isn't he so smart? I'm telling you, the labels get peeled on and off me so quickly within a matter of days, depending upon ultimately how much cash goes into somebody's pocket, you know, the corporate giant's pocket. And then...
You see, you've been using your armor only by reflex. You must learn to control it. It has trillions of neural connections that are living extension of your own instincts, instantly translating your thought into physical reality. So long as you stay clear and focused.
Don't get cocky. You have a lot more to learn. Don't get cocky. You have a lot more to learn. Don't get cocky. You have a lot more to learn.
In there, deep in those forests, away from everything you know, everything you've ever been taught, by school or book or song or rhyme, you find peace, sure. Kinship, harmony, even safety. Everything you've ever been taught, by school or book or song or rhyme.
Dominion.
What?
We have only one thing to give up, our dominion. We don't own the world. We're not kings yet, not gods. Can we give that up? Too precious, all that control.
This cage has broken him. Broken his heart, broken his mind. Made him insane. Made him insane. Made him insane. Made him insane.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species, and I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply, and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. We the cure.
Okay, God. I bumped off the love of my life according to your divine whim. Now release me from this ghastly vocation.
No.
Come on.
All right.
Woohoo! Petty chump!
I am too old and too rich for this.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, well, I'll think about that tomorrow.
Did you find what you were looking for? The insight? Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll think about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll think about that tomorrow.